Hey, everybody, welcome back to Follow the Lead, a Christian Leaders podcast powered by Greg Fay Insurance. If we haven't met yet, my name is Tony. I am your host. I am so excited today to bring you this Deeper Dive episode. If you're unfamiliar with the Deeper Dive, every single week, I bring a little bit of a deeper dive, my own thoughts and reflections, kind of 15 minutes or less about the interview episode. And this week on the interview episode, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Matthew Q. Lesser. Now, Matt is an incredible leader. He turned around his family company after some major trauma with his own family. I'm like, the trauma that this guy went through was like, wow, like jaw-dropping trauma. And when I sat down with Matt, I was just so overwhelmed with his approach, the way that he kind of went about healing. I was just amazed at his ability to get healthy again. And as I was kind of thinking and praying through what you and I were going to talk about today in the Deeper Dive episode, I decided that we should talk about feelings. You know, we should talk about feelings or grief or just, you know, the fact that so many of us as Christian leaders have feelings that we never actually get to deal with, you know. And what I wanted to share with you is a message that I had preached a long time ago, several years ago now, and the gist of it is this. I want to encourage you this morning to surrender your feelings to the God that created them. Surrender your feelings to a God that created with them. Because so often in leadership, we get kind of overwhelmed with this reality that we have to feel a certain kind of way, that we always have to be optimistic or hopeful. And while some of that is good, and I hope and pray that that is your disposition most of the time, there are seasons of lament. There are seasons of loss. There are seasons of sadness and grief. There are seasons that just don't feel good. Amen? And you may be in one of those seasons right now. You may be coming out of one of those seasons. You may have one of those seasons on the horizon. But today, I want to encourage you to surrender your feelings to the God that created them. And I think that's one of the things that Matt does really well. In his story, we hear about his season of the dark soul. We hear about some of his deeper thoughts. We hear about his journey to getting healthy. And I don't know where you are today, but I imagine you have a lot of feelings. So let's talk about surrendering them. I want to start today by going to some scripture. Now, if you've got feelings, what are the scriptures, the books of the Bible that you really need to look at is the book of Psalms. Such a beautiful representation of David's heart. And today we're going to look at Psalms chapter 13. It reads like this. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? And day after day, I have sorrow in my heart. How long will the enemy triumph over me? Look at me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eye, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I will trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good. For he has been good to me. All right, so what do we know about this psalm? We know that it was written by David or one of David's people. We know that David was a man after God's own heart. And we know that Jesus would be a descendant of David. Now, why is this important? Because if David, one of the greatest leaders in history throughout scripture, can have feelings, so can you, right? So can you. If David's got feelings, you can have feelings. Right? Stop trying to stuff your feelings in words. They're not going to give you any help on the inside. Right? If you're in a season of strong feelings, the only thing you can do is let them out. Get them outside of your body. Think of it like this. As after an emotional event happens, with that comes a certain amount of energy that's inside of you. Emotion is like energy. And emotion is like stored energy. And when that stored energy gets up inside of you and you try to hold on to it, it's just like an explosion. One of the reasons that we have outbursts or emotional reactions is because we're not actually letting the emotion out. And let's be honest, you're most likely to make a bad decision when you hold on to energy that you shouldn't be holding on to, than when you instead you've got to release it. So if you're listening to this and you know that you're in a season of high emotion or high energy, what do you do? And where I want to encourage you is with your coping skills. All of us have coping skills, whether that's intentional or unintentional. You know, we have to surrender our feelings. And in order to do that, we have to do that through coping skills. One of the things that we see in the text is that David says, how long? And the way I hear it in my heart is like, how long? Like he's crying out to the Lord. How long? He's lamenting to God. He's laying it all on the line. He's having, as we read it, it feels dramatic, but I'm sure to him it was just natural. And the key here is David isn't being whiny. He's being healthy, right? God is big enough to handle your emotion. God is big enough to deal with your feelings. And one of the things I love about our faith is that your emotions, my emotions, they don't change God. Right? My emotions don't change the God of all creation. And I know we have this tendency to assign human qualities to a divine God, but God doesn't work like that. Have your feelings, experience your feelings, and rest in the absolute fact that God is not as emotional as you are. God is not changed by the way that you yell, scream, or holler at him. The God we serve is steadfast. Look at what the text says again. I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. See, what happens here is that David feels his feelings, just like you and I should, and then he begins to remember who God is in his life. He begins to lean in to the truths and the promises. The reality is that when we share who we are with God, we end up building intimacy with him. So if you're in a season of major feelings, if you're in a season of lament, if you're in a feelings of sadness, I just want to encourage you to find a private space and let it out. Maybe turn on some music. That's what I like to do. You could also write a letter to God if you're not naturally expressive. I'm a verbal processor, so that's easy for me to lament with God. I just start talking, sometimes even out loud on a walk. People think I'm crazy, but I kind of like it. Sometimes I need to read the Psalms or Lamentations. And let me just add one caveat to this. If you find yourself in a season of major emotion, and you're having a really hard time surrendering it to God, or even just overwhelmed with how much emotion that you have, let me encourage you by saying this. Go get help. Go get help, friends. It is 100% worth it to talk to someone, to lean in, to find some help. Because oftentimes the feelings are so big, you can't sort them on your own. You do need help. I need help. In my line of work in coaching and pastoral counseling, one of the things that happens is I end up holding on to a lot of stuff. So I see a counselor every month. I have for over 10 years. That's part of the way I surrender my feelings. Because it's really hard to surrender something that you don't have a grasp of. So my counselor helps me get a grasp so I can surrender them to God so they no longer have the ability to make decisions in my life. That's the plan. Now, does it always work? No. But does it work most of the time? Yes. And in my life, maybe in yours too, I'm just trying to get to most of the time. Is my life working for me most of the time? And that's what I want for you. Leader, I know that you're holding on to so much. I know that it feels like everyone is looking to you for the right answer. It feels like you're overwhelmed with all the decisions you have to make. And what you really want more than anything is peace. You can't find peace if you're holding on to all of those feelings by yourself. So let me just encourage and remind you this morning, surrender your feelings to the God that created them. Surrender your feelings to the God that created them. Well, friends, that's our Deeper Dive podcast for today. As always, I'm forever thankful for you, the podcast family, for what you do to support the podcast. I'm also so thankful for our sponsors, Trent Bargy, Elevate Real Estate. For your next home, contact Trent. Also, My Five Star Home Services. Go to myfivestarhomeservices.com for your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With their profit on purpose mentality, they are making a huge difference in our community. I hope today's deeper dive was helpful for you. And if there's anything I can do to help, I'm embarrassingly easy to find at TW Milt on Instagram. Follow the number 2 League Coaching on my website. And remember, guys, if you want to follow Jesus, you must be willing to move.